The third still trailing by 16 to 22 to 6 to Ubley.
Macklin Gettle is your north to south power. Put the head down, run forward, running back. When you see him starting to hop left and right, trying to go east and west, he's not the quickest back in the world. When Ubley can force him to do that, that's when they get them tackles in the backfield or at the line of scrimmage for very little gain. And here we go again, a third down and a 7 yards to go, maybe a long six. But these are not the positions that a run-first team want to be in.
It's a handoff around the left side. He has a lead blocker, has the first down, and Tanner Foley is out for the running cross midfield, reversing fields all the way to the 40, to the 30, to the 25, to the 20, to the 15, to the 5, and
touchdown.
He's in. Touchdown, USA. Tanner Foley breaks free for a 67-yard scamper around the turf, and he's in for a score, and this USA crowd is electrified and trying to get things rolling once again. It is now USA with 12, Ubley with 22, with 10:07 left in the third.
Well, we didn't get a chance to talk into it, Dean Clark, but to start this half, USA gets the football. They needed to make a statement. They needed to have a good long drive. If getting into the end zone was what they could do, that's what they needed. And their leader, Tanner Foley, gets the job done. He gets a big block from Macklin Gettle that springs him free. And out in the open field, you see how good he is as he makes a Bearcat tackler look bad as he jukes right on by him, reverses field, and no one's catching him. A big gain, 67-yard touchdown run, and the two-point conversion is on the way.
T formation, Kine is under center. Pitch out to the right side to number 24, Hunter Bone. Hunter Bone trying to find that seam, dives into the end zone, and they're going to say his knee was down before he crossed the goal line. Two-point conversion is no good, but USA is in double digits. They trail Ubley by 10 points, a two-possession game. Ubley 22, USA on the board first in the second half with 12, with 10:07 left in the third quarter. You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network. We'll be back in 30 seconds. That was a short 30 seconds there, Dave.
Yes, it was.
So on top of being the first game of the season, which is always a struggle for us, we are blind tonight as far as communicating with the radio station. Typically, I can control all the commercials and what's rolling up next when we go to commercial break and come back. Tonight, we have no capability of that, so we're working with Jackie Backus back at the station. She's doing a marvelous job. Honestly, hands down, a marvelous job. And so we're working our way through this, and hence we might have a little bit of a shaky moments every so often.
Worst case scenario, well, maybe this isn't worst case scenario. They're going to hear more of us more often. I don't know if that's good or bad.
That's not good. That's not good. I know that for sure. Congress is in session suddenly here. Dave Kaufman is talking with the referee for tonight, and we're trying to sort this one out. He's getting an earful over there on the far sideline. That would be referee Chris Shoemate.
Well, he must be making some kind of point because now we have four officials huddling, and the fifth one, well, we'll say he's slowly walking his way over there to find out what's going on.
So officially Congress is back in session. Summer recess is over. Right, I should say the Congress and legislatures do not call it summer recess anymore. They call it in-district servicing time. Yes, of course. And the officials are still talking with the coaching staff of Ubley over there.
I think it has to do.
And now one's talking with Tyler Langs.
I think it has to do with the two-point conversion play, Clark. I don't think his knee was down, but as a matter of fact, he fumbled it into the end zone and possibly out of bounds. And I think they're having a discussion about that.
And so now we're moving our way back. As the USA special teams aren't really sure what's going on, Ubley was originally going back to the goal line, and now they're going to go back huddling up. Here comes USA. Mackenzie Trischler grabs the ball, and comes back to the sideline. So we might have another attempt here with this two-point conversion.
Last information I've got so far, Clark, is I've heard an inadvertent whistle, but regardless of what is causing it, they are going to get another shot at this two-point conversion, and I'm not sure why.
If that's the case, if USA makes this two-point conversion, that means it's a one-possession ball game.
This is a big decision right here.
This could be a hanging chance situation of 2000.
That is confirmed. There apparently was an inadvertent whistle throughout the play at some point that is causing the play to be disrupted, so they're going to replay the two-point conversion. So hang with us, folks, here. We'll try to keep you in line. It is 22-12 USA. USA now has the ability to get two more points here with a two-point conversion and make it a one-possession game.
So USA comes out, the single-back form, wing on either side. Kine is under center, going for two. Man in motion to the right side, and it's a handoff to number 30, trying to work his way in. That's Max Slater, close to the end zone, and he is short. So all said and done, same result. Two-point conversion is no good. Well, I can rest better at night now that happened.
And it worked out that way. I'm glad we got that settled. The ball doesn't lie, Clark.
I believe the Rasheed Wallace once said that.
Probably more than once.
North Huron is in a brawl down in Weberville, Michigan right now. They are down 6-8 at halftime against Weberville. So North Huron hanging tough with the village of Weber. 10:07 left in the third quarter. Same score. Ubley 22, USA 12, after another attempt of the two-point conversion with the same outcome. These are those moments that you just can definitely tell are unscripted there, Dave, and we'll get our sea legs probably by week three.
Definitely, we'll be ready by then.
So, folks, just give us a second chance. We'll prove you right.
There won't. There's not much you can do though with an inadvertent whistle. You don't see that very often. What about every other season? Maybe you see one of those.
I would say so. Kind of like a laser pointer in the end zone of Ford Field. Because only a Lions fan would do that. All right, Mackenzie Trischler is back out there once again, the kicker for USA. And they're actually going to go for the onside kick the other way around. And we have whistles all over the place as it's more likely going to be offsides as they try to go for the onside kick the other way with using a secondary kicker.
The onside kick was well done that time. It took a nice bounce right at the 50-yard line, which is where you can first touch the ball if you're a USA Patriot, but I don't think it would have mattered. It looked like someone jumped the gun a little bit on the far side of the field.
And so they're talking with the captains of the Ubley Bearcats, trying to figure out exactly what they're going to do here.
Just before the half in Harbor Beach, Harbor Beach scores again 36-14 as that game is heading into halftime.
Last year, Harbor Beach lost to Bannex in week one. Week one last year, USA beat Ubley. Right now, opposites are happening. Ubley leads by 10 points, 22-12, 10:05 left in the third quarter. And much like the two-point conversion, we're going to re-kick. And they're going to back him up.
This one I understand. The whistle was blown immediately. Of course, the play followed itself through, but in an offside situation, it's a 5-yard penalty and replay the down, or in this case, we'll kick it again.
Push him back, way back. 44-14, Harbor Beach leads at the half. From the 35-yard line, Mackenzie Trischler is lining up for the kickoff for USA once again after a touchdown, which seems like last quarter. She kicks this one off, and it comes into the 38-yard line brought in by Ubley, and he's met with a hard tackle at the 45-yard line. That was number 18, Nathan Engelhardt, on the tackle. And
the kick
number
return
23
brought
was
in by Gregory Keller. You're exactly right, Clark.
9:56 left in the third quarter when all said and done. And all momentum, which was going each and every direction, is now really confused.
Absolutely, but we are not confused now, Clark. Ubley
has my whole life.
Ubley has the football.